Brothers, the talk of our forefathers has been spoken, and you have listened to it. You have also smoked the pipe of peace and shaken the right hand of friendship around the great council fire newly kindled at Tahlequah in the west, and our hearts have been made glad on this occasion. Brothers, when we look into the history of our race, we see some green spots that are pleasing to us. We also find many things to make the heart sad. When we look upon the first council fire kindled by our forefathers, when the pipe of peace was smoked and brotherly friendship between the different nations of red people, our hearts rejoice in the goodness of our Creator in having thus united the heart and hand of the red man in peace. For it is in peace only that our women and children can enjoy happiness and increase in numbers. By peace, our condition has been improved in the pursuit of civilized life. We should, therefore, extend the hand of friendship from tribe to tribe until peace shall be established between every nation of red men within the reach of our voice. Brothers, by this removal, tribes that were once separated by distance have become neighbors, and some of them, hitherto not known to each other, have met and become acquainted. There are, however, numerous other tribes to whom we are still strangers. It is for reviving here in the West the ancient talk of our forefathers, and of perpetuating forever the old fire and pipe of peace brought from the East, and of extending them from nation to nation, and for adopting such international laws as may be necessary to redress the wrongs which may be done by individuals of our respective nations upon each other, that you have been invited to attend the present council. Brothers, let us so then act that the peace and friendship which so happily existed between our forefathers may be forever preserved, and that we may always live as brothers of the same family.